observable universe. Nearly all stars have planets. However, we have yet to identify any planet other than Earth that we have reason to believe has Earth-like surface conditions capable of supporting life as we know it. Our current choices here on Earth have consequences not just for us, but as well for this uncommon planet and the continued evolutionary folding of life in the universe. There is no easy path to a healthy living Earth and a viable human future. Tragedy and challenge lie ahead. But the longer we wait, the more difficult the transition becomes and the less likely our prospect for success. Our task is to recognize and act on the emergency at hand, and to do so in ways that enable the emergence of a civilization guided by the maps of an economics dedicated to the well-being of life. The time is now. The choice is ours. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
You were just listening to David Corton, Our Planetary Existential Crisis. David Corton is a philosopher and visionary, and a leading voice for climate and social justice. This program is produced by Alternative Radio, based in Boulder, Colorado. We are an independent nonprofit in our 36th year. We're supported solely by individuals just like you. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To order copies of today's program, David Corton, Our Planetary Existential Crisis, and for Noam Chomsky's book, Climate Crisis and the Global Green New Deal, just call us 1-800-444-1977. That's 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order online on our website, alternativeradio.org. That's alternativeradio.org. Printed transcripts, PDFs, and MP3s of this program are free of charge. Just call us at 1-800-444-1977. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening.
Folks, glad you could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the smooth, the cool and gentle sounds of what we call jazz.
Tired of the fluffy stuff? At WRCT Pittsburgh, jazz is a one-song word.
RCT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Nuclear Holocaust. It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Now and forever.
concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
Whoa, oh, oh, yeah.
Blanche, c'est cela. Mais c'est dangereux ce que vous dites. Parce que si réellement l'égalité intellectuelle est tangible, l'Afrique devrait, sur des thèmes controversés, être capable d'accéder à la vérité par sa propre investigation intellectuelle, se maintenir à cette vérité jusqu'à ce que l'humanité sache que l'Afrique ne sera plus frustrée, que les idéologues perdront leur temps parce qu'ils ont rencontré des intelligences égales qui peuvent leur tenir tête sur le plan de la recherche de la vérité. Mais vous êtes persuadé que pour qu'une vérité soit valable et objective, il faut qu'elle soit blanche.
Et à ces peuples. Et ceux qui connaissent l'Afrique savent que c'est les Afriques. Mais comment se fait-il que des ressortissants de ces différents pays se retrouvent tous comme un seul homme dans le désert, au Maroc, en Libye, en Méditerranée et ici où on les regarde en chien de faïence? Comment? Est-ce que les 54 pays africains ont tous échoué? Est-ce que c'est tous des pays faillis? Est-ce qu'on est des maudits? Ou alors la race noire, on est inférieur? On ne sait pas se développer. C'est ce qu'on nous a dit dans le discours de Dakar. Sur l'investissement. Écoutez-moi bien, la guerre fait partie de ces investissements. La guerre, c'est du business. Il y a des retours sur investissement dans la guerre. De nos chaumières, on regarde ce qui se passe ici. De devoir vraiment sans ruser, sans tricher et de faire taire les armes. Mais quand on voit qu'à l'issue d'un tel processus et d'un forum de Paris sur la paix, on vient vous parler d'une armée européenne contre qui, quand c'est l'Europe qui envahit, quand c'est l'Europe qui a détruit la Libye, quand c'est l'Europe qui s'est invitée au Mali, personne ne lui a demandé de venir au Mali, je vous le garantis. On continue, on vous laisse entendre que et Serval, c'était à la demande du président malien, je vous dis non. La décision d'intervenir au Mali, en fait, était prise depuis 2010. Il fallait absolument reprendre pied dans le précaré français. Et le Mali a servi de tremplin pour cette phase de la militarisation de la mondialisation. Parce qu'on est entré dans la phase de la militarisation de la mondialisation. Le capitalisme, depuis sa naissance, a eu besoin de l'Afrique. De la traite négrière à ce jour, ce système a eu besoin de l'Afrique. Ce que la France veut aujourd'hui gagner en termes de croissance et d'emploi se gagne malheureusement dans le cadre de cette guerre économique. La télévision, nos télévisions, c'est comme la mondialisation heureuse, c'est la télévision du bonheur. On chante, on danse à longueur de journée. On s'est mis à faire des novellas, faut voir, des histoires d'amour à l'eau de rose et la dépigmentation, les cheveux longs, ongles longs, faux style, tout est faux. C'est comme cela. La dimension psychologique, le miroir qui nous a tendu, nous ne sommes rien tant que nous ne sommes pas comme l'Europe, tant que nous ne faisons pas comme l'Europe, ni humainement, ni politiquement. Et humainement, les femmes sont les plus piégées.
Je ne suis pas du tout, je sais qu'on exploite l'Afrique, mais alors, je veux négocier les prix de mes matières premières.
Parle-moi de cacao d'aujourd'hui.
Pourquoi les enfants de Berlin mangent plus de chocolat que les enfants de Côte d'Ivoire? Alors que j'ai pas vu de papa voyer à Berlin, à Berlin, à Berlin. Comme le disait Léopold Sédar Senghor en parlant de la francophonie et de la culture, Senghor disait ceci. Au rendez-vous du donner et du recevoir, les peuples des continents non européens ne viendront pas les mains vides. Je répète, au rendez-vous du donner et du recevoir, les peuples des autres continents non européens ne viendront pas les mains vides. Avec la mondialisation, ce rendez-vous est effectif. Malheureusement, l'Europe voit souvent ce qu'elle donne et nous parle moins de ce qu'elle reçoit de l'Afrique. Et l'Afrique, elle se soumet pour ce qu'elle reçoit par fatalisme ou par ignorance de la valeur de ce qu'elle a à offrir. Et comme je ne cesse de le répéter dans tous mes textes, aider quelqu'un, c'est l'aider à ne plus avoir besoin de vous. Sinon, c'est de l'assujettissement. L'aide apaise la conscience des donateurs et soulage momentanément les bénéficiaires. Mais elle ne garantit l'autonomie à personne. L'Afrique ne peut pas tout attendre de l'Europe. Et moi, j'en ai assez quand je parle avec des Africains. Souvent, on me dit, l'Europe doit nous aider. L'Europe doit nous aider. C'est comme si j'étais dans la maison de mon père et je dis que le voisin doit me nourrir. Je sais bien qu'il y a des torts que nous devons reprocher à l'Europe. Mais 3 siècles de reproches ne changeront pas notre destin. Donc, chercher un coupable extérieur ne changera pas notre destin. Si ma maison brûle et je reste là et je dis, quelqu'un a jeté une allumette, ma maison brûle, quelqu'un a brûlé ma maison, quelqu'un a brûlé ma maison. 3 saisons après, je serai encore sous les étoiles. Donc oui, l'Afrique peut reprocher des choses à l'Europe, oui. Mais les défaillances de nos dirigeants d'aujourd'hui, nous ne pourrons pas les justifier, les légitimer uniquement en accusant l'Europe. Ce serait nous mentir à nous-mêmes. Nous sommes en Allemagne. Ce pays, après la guerre, était démoli, un tas de pierres. Aujourd'hui, on a des frères qui risquent leur vie pour y vivre. C'est parce que les Allemands ont travaillé pour ça. On ne peut pas seulement les accuser, on peut aussi prendre un exemple sur eux. Et je sais que quand on fait une autocritique à l'Afrique, les gens n'aiment pas, n'aiment pas. Mes frères m'applaudissent quand j'accuse l'Europe. Et puis quand je fais notre autocritique, je deviens la mauvaise. Mais je suis en même temps les deux. La fille qui peut regarder les fautes de l'Europe, mais la fille qui dit, si je veux que ma voisine européenne me respecte, si je veux parler avec elle d'égal à égal, je dois arrêter de demander la moitié de son salaire pour gagner le mien. En ce moment, on parle beaucoup du partenariat Europe-Afrique. Ça passera par une révolution des mentalités. Celui à qui vous demandez la charité, vous ne pouvez pas le tutoyer. Celui à qui vous demandez la charité, vous ne pouvez pas lui imposer des règles. Celui à qui vous demandez la charité, vous baissez la tête devant lui. Et quand nos dirigeants baissent la tête, les peuples se mettent à genoux. Alors moi, je veux une Afrique qui lève la tête, qui à la table des négociations regarde l'Europe et dit, tu sais quoi? On a passé des siècles à fricoter ensemble. On se connaît tellement, on s'aime, on se déteste comme dans toutes les grandes relations. Mais on va faire des affaires avec éthique pour respecter nos peuples. L'Europe n'est pas digne quand elle exploite l'Afrique pour le bien-être de son peuple. Ce n'est pas éthique et le peuple européen ne doit plus l'accepter. Et l'Afrique n'est pas digne quand elle se plaint tout le temps et que le peu de richesse qu'elle a, certains l'utilisent pour leur propre compte et laissent le peuple démuni. Ce n'est pas éthique non plus. Si le partenariat est une association en vue d'agir pour un bénéfice commun, je suis d'accord. Mais il est évident que pour l'instant, c'est l'Europe qui mène la danse. Alors de deux choses l'une, si vous voulez danser avec moi, vous ne pouvez pas seulement compter sur votre souffle, vous allez m'épuiser. Donc si vous voulez danser avec moi, on doit organiser nos pas et nous entendre doucement et nous entendre. C'est une conciliation. Ce n'est pas une domination, ce n'est pas un contrôle. Ce n'est pas une tutelle. C'est une conciliation. Si le partenariat Europe-Afrique consiste simplement à imposer aux pays africains des accords
partenariat, ce serait un contrat léonin, donc inacceptable. Ce serait même plus hypocrite que la colonisation. Il s'agit donc de rendre son plein sens au mot partenariat. Si l'Europe veut aider l'Afrique vraiment, il faut sortir de la condescendance et de la supposée aide pour un vrai et juste, transparent partenariat. 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 Je voulais souligner une chose. Le discours que vous avez, il est encore légitime tant que l'Afrique restera muette. Et moi, aujourd'hui, je voulais m'indigner pour le silence de l'Union africaine. Les gens-là qui meurent sur les plages, et je mesure mes mots, si c'était des Blancs, la terre entière serait en train de trembler. Ce sont des Noirs et des Arabes. Alors eux, quand ils meurent, ça coûte moins cher. Ici, j'étais venue en 2008 et j'avais dit, l'Union européenne, avec ses flottes de guerre, avec son économie, je vous dis une chose, si on voulait attaquer nos pays ici en Occident, il y aurait des moyens de se défendre. Donc si on voulait sauver les gens dans l'Atlantique, dans la Méditerranée, on le ferait. Parce que les moyens qu'on a mis pour Frontex, on aurait pu les utiliser pour sauver les gens. Mais on attend qu'ils meurent d'abord. C'est à croire que le laisser mourir est même, on nous dit, dissuasif. Et je vais vous dire une chose, ça ne dissuade personne. Parce que quelqu'un qui part et qui envisage l'éventualité d'un échec, celui-là peut trouver le péril absurde et donc l'éviter. Mais celui qui part pour la survie, qui considère que la vie qu'il a à perdre ne vaut rien, eh bien celui-là, sa force est inouïe. Parce qu'il n'a pas peur de la mort. En Afrique, on parle toujours de l'exploitation, du néocolonialisme, de l'Occident qui viderait notre grenier. Mais oui, est-ce qu'il pourrait le faire si nous tous, en Afrique, nous étions soudés, s'il y avait un panafricanisme où l'Afrique parlerait d'une seule et même voix? Mais non, chacun va signer ses accords d'une manière séparée des autres pays. C'est-à-dire qu'ils ne se mettent pas comme l'Union européenne qui va faire un grand ensemble qui va décider. Non, les pays africains vont aller individuellement. Ce qui les affaiblit, ceux qui exploitent l'Afrique ne pourraient pas le faire s'ils n'avaient pas des complices locaux qui font semblant de diriger le peuple africain tout en le livrant à la famine. Donc à un moment donné, il faut qu'ils se rendent compte qu'il faudra que l'Afrique, 54 pays qui peinent à être entendus, c'est parce qu'ils n'ont pas pu rassembler leurs forces. Et cela, c'est possible tant que nos dirigeants continueront à jouer leur match individuel à leur propre détriment. Donc, il faut à un moment donné que les Africains se rassemblent pour parler d'une même et unique voix. Le pétrole africain, vous connaissez une compagnie africaine qui exploite le pétrole africain? Non, tous les noms, ce sont des noms de pays riches, donc des exploitants extérieurs. Vous connaissez une mine d'or en Afrique qui appartient aux pays africains? À part l'Afrique du Sud, ça n'existe pas. Franchement, si votre uranium permet d'alimenter les centrales nucléaires occidentales, vous pouvez au moins négocier une centrale nucléaire pour l'Afrique de l'Ouest. J'ai parlé une fois du chocolat ivoirien, on pourrait dire du café éthiopien. Donc, vous savez, le paquet de café, il est hors de prix chez moi. Ce café qui vient d'Afrique, le chocolat qui est vendu en Afrique, on ajoute de l'huile pour fluidifier, pour économiser. Tout simplement parce qu'il est hors de prix. Mais honnêtement, transformer juste le cacao voilà, et faire des tablettes de chocolat en Afrique, c'est quand même à notre portée. Pourquoi on ne le fait pas? Donc l'Afrique ne souffre pas d'un manque de ressources. L'Afrique souffre du défaut de transformation. Il faudrait consommer local, transformer et valoriser les produits de manière locale. Qu'est-ce qui fait la richesse de l'Europe? C'est d'avoir aussi pu transformer ses produits locaux. On va me dire la colonisation. Oui, oui, je le sais. Il y a la colonisation. Oui, oui. Tout ça a fait des réserves. Mais aujourd'hui, utilisons l'exemple de l'Europe, sa manière d'utiliser ses propres ressources, sa manière de valoriser, de transformer. Essayons de l'appliquer nous aussi. Voilà, ça n'empêche pas d'apprendre l'histoire, mais ça permet d'apprendre du quotidien. Maintenant, tout de suite là, hic et nunc,
utilisons ces techniques-là pour valoriser nos produits en Afrique et donner du travail à ces jeunes-là qui se jettent dans la Méditerranée, dans l'Atlantique.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
The movie star, movie man, with Errol Dunkley.
Was it a big commercial song or is this a song you put out there and tried?
This song now, when I do it, because when I was making music first, I just want to hear Big Youth on the radio, you know. And we make this song and Greg Gravitt, I'm not hearing anything. Nothing. I'm just say, watch it. Get Mr. Redland. Gregory, give me the stamper. I'm going to go and press the first 100 song. And on my way back from the pressing plant, I carry a liquor off me and a virgin named Dale. I have a record store in Utica named Park Heights. Broke up in my foot and me knock out from 12:20 to 7:20. I'm sorry, then. But there's some like a song for Phil Pratt, like the Phil Pratt thing, Tell It Black. But the moving version for the Upsetter. Yeah? But doing certain things is hustle, them people are hustle, because they know the business, you know, them can fly out and go to England and sell it. And
what was your first big commercial song?
So cooler, man. So after this accident, Keith Hudson just come check me one morning, on Friday morning.
Keith Hudson?
Yes.
All right. What's your relationship with Keith Hudson?
Come check me the Friday morning and we'll go to Dynamic Sounds. And I'm have this with him, Warren Odisha and them thing with Alton Ellis. And we just take a bike into the studio and start the bike.
Whose idea was it to take the bike in the studio?
Between me and him and Lego. A cheery idea. Because a bike is the S90 skank we're going to make now. So, you see? So we're going there, boom! And Lagos say, you'll die and you'll die and me a hooky and him a go bus and with him whole eye, with him wild. And me make him know don't ride like lightning, because if you ride like lightning, you'll crash like thunder. And hear this now, and I want to hear it, and whoever you establish it and publish it to must know this. This is the song where I open the key for the reggae music. The Rasta music, where really uplift reggae, because that's when you start chant Ja, 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 Wah, Wah, Wah. Because you're speaking and knowing tongues.
What year was that? Like the people know
what year? 72, that man. 72. Late 72 now. Because that's going to go right. It's going to make me artist of the year. The same day me do S90 Skank, me do Chicharron. And Chicharron go number one too.
Did the accident kind of slow you down a little bit when you had your accident?
Slow down what?
No, I mean like a little time to reflect and try to go at it harder, or is this whatever?
Yo, when me wake up 7:20, me tell them up at the hospital, say them wicked. And me want to go on my yard, my whole yard down Princess Street, Heidelberg's University, me want to sleep there, so. Me no want to sleep in the hospital because me knock out from after 12 and I never do nothing to revive me. I said, as a matter of fact, I watch the movies and I see when people get hurt that kind of way. Hey, they put things on them. And you people leave me on a slab that me this dead house, you know, and push me and going home. And them corks, so you have to take an x-ray and thing for safety. Thing in the own, and I say, well, you can take your x-ray, but me not sleeping here. Because I'm conscious, I wake up conscious. So it's true that unconsciousness, me get a vision, so me must go preach Rastafari to the world, you know. Yeah? When them have me, they say me dead. Me conscious enough, no say. Me I think about what me have to go do in this world. So it's a chosen thing, brethren. Because you hear me telling me I sing Ja, 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 Wah, Wah, Wah. Live it up, Ja. Do it, Ja. Yeah?
So after S90 stint now, right? Were you still doing Tip of Tone?
Then, is it, you know? That's why we can go to the studio every day. Because every time you play the song, you're creating, time you play a rhythm, you know? And you name certain rhythm here where you want, name it and say certain thing. Where, yeah? That people start to come, you have Trinity, Dillinger, Justice, all of them come and watch how you put all your mouth, you know. And by tomorrow morning, them go in studio for the next producer, because. So after this now, I'm going to do all the killer for Gussie Clark and the Tip of Tone rocking. Because we use the Tip of Tone rocking 45, you know, a single to play against Tubbies and dethrone him, you know. With Iroy at the console, because Uroy was away in England. Because this big old thing was an uprising, you know. So,
moving forward. Let's go.
In no time, I have 7 songs in the 2 charts. With 5 in the 2 top 10s.
How did life change for you at that point? Were you getting some finances or more
popularity? Man, I get popularity. I'm still living at the Dirty Ranch down on Princess Street. Yeah, man, I'm on and all of these producers. Living fat cat life, you know.
Yeah.
S90 skank me get about $1,300.
That's it.
When that's supposed to be my first payment, I never get none no more there. Hudson could have buy all a Capri and all them shit. Maybe I could buy a car if that was it. And revolutionize, I still don't want to move from where I live in the ranch with all these poor brethren around me. Leave them at the hands of Armageddon, police always running on us. I look at draw weed and...
Speak about that aspect, man, off the music and we'll edit it. But speak about persecution that you face as Rasta in Jamaica and the problems you had to experience because of your beliefs.
Because it's the system. So it's so righteousness exalt a nation, sin is reproach to man. So if you're trying to make the people righteous, them going to try to get you down.
So during the 70s, were you able to just go around any part or not really, as a Rasta?
Of course. Then so the youth them look up onto us. We going to dance all over Fitzgerald Avenue or Mission Road. I once be a police, kick me up, man, beat me up bad, say me at a stage show at burn down Babylon and I beat down Babylon, so... And kick me up bad on all them rarity things. When I have nothing to forget, man. Me have 7 tunes in the chart, man. I'm asleep out at the Central Police Station and then lock me up for lightering.
And what year was that?
Between 73 and 4, same way. 73
and 74, right? What was going on when you did Screaming Target? You said Screaming Target was singles that were
crazy. Screaming Target is a movie, you know. And this man, Clint Eastwood, was a thing. And the man in Screaming Target was licking some shot. Wicked and Eastwood. So that's why I say, that one you ranker than Dirty Harry. Yeah? And then, within Screaming Target now, me go even further, because I start show the people say illiteracy class is all around. So you must go to illiterate place. I'm gonna learn, forget, civilize. Yeah. Yes. We are singing until you hear the school bell ring. So you hear the little children sing. Touching a ling a ling.
When that album dropped, was it? I know originally it was distributed in Jamaica, but did it move over to England quickly? Or
because it started with Dynamic Sounds. Because we finished that album overnight, you know. And by 9 o'clock the morning, it was on Test Press.
Who was the producer for that album?
Me, Manly, Augustus Buchanan, and Gussie Clark. Yeah?
And you used the Archangels on that one yet?
Come on, man. Gussie get some rhythm from KC White and some other people. Maybe he met the Sky, touch the Skylark in as a studio session. Yeah? So them get in their own way and certain songs from the same connection with Greg Rebeck, the movie star. And KC White with Anywhere But Nowhere. Dum-dum. You could go. Solomon Agonde. All right? And KC White was singing No, No, No on the Screaming Target too. So, let's get... So we put the album together and share in. And when the right time come, Dynamic release it and Gussie start in foolishness.
What was the financial situation like for an album at that time? Did you
get that? Me not get nothing, man. I know me not get nothing, man. Gussie Clark still a control. It's since lately when we set up Negus Nagas Publishing, I will try to prove to the world my rights, because it's my life. These guys are just some brave guys.
Was that experience where Gussie Clark will cause you to do Negus Nagas?
Yeah. I'm going to make a song. I take war, world is a ghetto, and turn it around and call it streets in Africa. Cause while I was singing, walking down the street, smoky eye, looking at the sky, starry eye, I'm using walking down the streets in Africa. Then it's my Africa. Cause them time them guys clean. And watch it. I will put the music fraternity out here, cause them jealous and bad mind and stupid. Same can't sing. So, no man, let me tell you, don't ask me nothing. Them, the punk, them same can't sing. You see the song what them say me can't sing? Out of all these hits, what me make and put up in the charts and get famous and get that knowledge. Me see a little money now, where me can move and go pay rent in a nice place now. If the people will accept me, cause I'm gonna have to use a ball head. If you go look the place to me, cause they don't want Rasta in them place. Cause you prejudice round the system, even though you are the great one.
So that's 74, 75, that's going on?
No man, them time I'm still staying and I get out with my people them, man. But the arms of flesh will fail you there and I trust your own, you know. It's more the people that you're closer to try to bring you down, you know. So we move up. So we get, come by Center Tree, we go mash up Madison Square Garden, man.
Tell us about that story with Madison Square. First of all, how did you get a gig at Madison Square Garden?
I was doing a concert at the Prime Minister's house. And there I meet this guy, Earl Harris. How much you think the fussy give me? Him give me $100.
To perform Madison Square
Garden? That's cool, not so. That means the 100 when give me up at the Prime Minister's house is for the first night. So the second night, he planned to give me another 100. So it's $200, it's $100 a night. They want to give the star of Jamaica for go pay the Madison Square Garden.
Are you the first reggae artist to play Madison Square Garden?
It's cool, no man. All. Bob Marley and the Wailers book for that concert. They're not turn up, you know. Because too bad. Hear that, no man? Them put me on third the first night and the concert finish, you know.
What tunes were you giving them on that type of night?
Man, me I give them the song them want mash up the place, man. I'm know me go touch I pray thee. Why do thee then rage and the people imagine I feel thing? First kings of Jerusalem that set themselves against the Lord God Jerastafari and against the Almighty. Come on, no man. From the compound stairs, guys, I see it in thing, everybody on their feet, man. The place finish. They have to put me as time builder for the name.
Was reggae music or that type of music getting any play on the radio, or that was just like a one-off show where they brought some reggae artists up?
Yeah, you know, look at WBLS or WLIB and you have...
Wait 1 second,
what
about? You want...
This black one?
No. This?
Hey, Perry Hendrix, watch it, you know.
Whenever you're ready.
Pass the knapsack.
What's soon going on the place, man? Yeah, man, but then time we tell them to go ahead, though.
Yeah, all right, so, Garden now.
No.
Isaiah, first prophet of old.
No, like me tell you, sir, see him there. When I do S90, I do...
Screaming Target.
No, we do Chichi Run. So Prince Buster put out an album of about 5 or 6 songs.
And what was the name of the album?
Chichi Run.
Chichi Run.
Yeah. Because right. Chichi Run go number 1-2, you know. One at a time, Chichi Run move S90 to 2 and gone up 1. And Rebellion go on and say, yeah, that's impossible because it's not selling. To be up there, but it's badness Prince Buster using, because you know them control the air we have. So I'm telling you, I have all of the charts, I have all of the things going on, and by this, I'm going to make African Data, Downtown, Kingston, Pollution, Hot Stock. Yeah? We give them ice cream squishy and my brother Dilly Dally. When me I show them, say, yeah, automatic pistol remote control, synthetics, generics to match this all. So them I feed the people with generics now. And we'd have sing that from them time being in the 70s. Yeah? So when I told that is, so it's by 75 now, them 10 against one. And hit the road, Jack and this. Cause hit the road, Jack come from African Data and downtown Kingston, Palouse and Ellis Fire Heroes, ready me now. It's the same ready man. By 75 December, I'm going to farm hit the road, Jack and it now. One of the biggest seller of God.
How did the song come about, Hit the Road, Jack?
So, it's Ray Charles. It's Ray Charles' song, you know. But he must sing, Baby, Baby, Don't Leave Me This Way. And he sings, me born in April and christened in May. Yeah? And mama gets slicking and daddy start whipping. Say she going out in funky chicken. So, Hit the Road, Jack. Ray Charles line, all of them other line there by her own. Mama went sad and daddy gone mad, sure the little children soon be sad. So the road Jack, then we got touch birth right back around what the world need now is love, sweet love. Yeah? So, it's the skills we have, so we start to establish it. Why that we give them every nigga is a star, the same. So,
now start with that, because that's a...
All of that.
That's a classic point now, because... Explain to them about the backup singers for Every Nigga Is a Star.
It's the I3s.
So explain to them how you put that. How did you get the I3s to come together?
And it's me put the I3s together. Because them start sing some backup. Because after Chicharron and thing, me go and make my album now, The Reggae Phenomenon. I'm going to make Natty Cultural Dread. Come start, Niggas Naga start produce big time now, you know. So, I always have Judy Marcy and Rita and the Heptones singing back up.
Oh, you had the Heptones singing back up too?
Yeah, they're all of them.
So, alright, how do you get these great singers to sing back up like the Heptones? How do you
then
get
them? Then, me had the great one. The Heptones was on the Madison Square Garden show too, you know. Yeah? You understand, the critics say they were like some 1940s, blah, 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 blah. One man said me sound like when somebody get pissed off in the Lincoln Tunnel. He died, a natural cause, because he must fight righteousness. That is what I'm, come and eat the New York Times.
Back in the 70s.
Just cool after the garden, because it's a crazy thing. I'm still give thanks and love for life. Cause God still preserve me, because them fight me. And the fight is the better to preserve.
Give us Every Nigga Is a Star.
So, that song now. All right, I'm going to tell you about Every Nigga. Every Nigga Is a Star is a movie, you know. With Calvin Lockhart, you know. But the movie flop. You have a writer down your name, Archie Linda. He didn't write nothing good about Rasta. He didn't like Rasta. But he said, boy, every time the people them see me on the screen, them get up in the theater. So like, come and perform live up a student union and them places. I put all the money to the movie, come and get nothing. Come here, I earn money them time there, so. When Calvin Lockhart them run Jay, I meet them. All right. Me, Calvin Lockhart, and Boris Gardner, you know, in the hotel up at Sheraton, what them call it, Hilton now. We wrote that song, you know. Them come now and say, it's Boris' brother write it, you know. You know, we don't want to fight and quarrel with these people. Yeah? Because me go take it and eat it. And me give, me never even knew about publishing and them shit there, you know. Me all give him rights to. But me never leave out me, him and Calvin Lockhart, because we three write the song and him come tell lies, says his brother. Because them go upon one of them big boys the show. But me know a big youth every nigga is a star of them all. And then, like I said, the high trees, as we put them together, we're going to do a club topside named Top Hat up on Reddles Road, and we sell it out two shows that night. Car, every nigga's a star, just boom. So that's it. And Bob Marley and the Wailers march up and have them, Peter and them, and they are similar to me. I say, big youth are going, so them just take up the high trees now. And them not go around and talk the truth, because big youth first and then sing as high trees.
All right, moving forward now, right? We want to discuss the Reggae Sunsplash situation. Weird night. The way it's presented to the public as if it was just a Bob Marley show.
You mean the One Love?
One Love
concert. The One Love concert.
First of all, were you willing to do the show, or they had to kind of, were you
open? Yeah, because it's the piece. Yeah. It's the piece of the whole thing, because right, so right where you is, it starts right out here.
And what year was the One Love Peace concert?
78. Yeah? So what them politicize it? To Claudemus up them, Take Life, Tony Welch and all these people, so, and them bring together some people was opposing, so Michael Manley and as the greatest one ever walked the plank, we can teach them self-reliance and them never want to rely on themselves. Up until today, now them want to come and try. But if they had taken that teaching from then, they would be reliable now. They would not have to rely upon other people.
That type of concert there was, I'm not going to say it was one of the greatest performances, but it was one of, I guess, historical performances. How did you get that band together, Archangels, and that whole...
Watch this. That band's original name is the Soul Syndicate. When me and them played, them named the Archangels. Because them put me on Algren 73, 23rd of December, inside of the National Arena, and they booked me as the King of Kingston and Algren as the King of New York. And me carry my Archangel band. Me care them. So hear this. Sonny Bradshaw was the president of the Music Association. He was a big band. He's a big band, man. You know what's a big band? Well, when he wrote, he said, well, why I come out sounding like the Archangels, but I make the arena dopey catch me. Which is a reality, because inside of the arena you can't shout, because the acoustic not good. So at a certain point, you know, it's the depth, so you have to keep it down. So, Trun said, you come out like Archangel, so I said, my band named the Archangels.
Why wasn't your performance recorded at One Love? You didn't want it to be recorded? Or they just
never them record it and have it, because it's selfishness, man. Cause, come on now, man. Everything is Marley, you know. Remember when Big Youth said not to dread in a Babylon, Marley still has say my soul rebel in a bridget. Sometimes them establish and go on like him is the first Ras, but it's not him.
Yeah, but I heard Bunny Lee saying I heard numbers group, but Bunny Lee said Big Youth busted dreadlocks.
Of course. So that's what I tell you, says this 90s gang. Ja 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 wa wa wa. It opened the book and released the 7 CD of that. Me could have 7 songs in the chart at one time. When them not play downtown people on uptown radio. And we only had 2 stations. And the thing started. Cause like I tell you, when we do Screaming Target and them go sell it to Trojan in England. And all these people exploited me big time. Yeah? Them even take my own natty cultural dread. I'm a phenomenon. Trojan all, me never give them all hit the road jack and them run them thing. They have a tape and release it. Come in and know about no contract. Yeah, me supposed to track the con. Cause them things were them writing I for our things. Poor us from Heidelberg's University. You understand, it's a ripped thing, and even 35, 45 years after, people still claiming your things. I want to be owner, right owner.
Well, let me hear you say,
call. Yes, the people get a wake up call. People are rising. See the people rising. Move y'all. Bam.
Our nation rise.
That set themselves and the false rulers to counsel together against His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I.
So the illness stands upon to the rain and earth is now. They came to break down pressure and to set I and I the captive free. To drive away transgressors and to rule equality. Equal rights and justice stands for I and I all. To not to know that all those that love it, Satan kingdom must fall. The times are not be pure and clean. To rally round the red, the gold and the green. And the night have got to be pure and clean, as I would say. To rally around the throne in Mount Sinai. With his imperial majesty, emperor, highly high, Selassie, I could they persecute today, as I would say. Yeah. Almighty God and King, as I would tell you. Tap, 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 Marquis Bulwark unknown in his palaces. Jack shall break the ship of stars with an east wind. It's an everyday sound for the everyday people when I tell you, yeah, sound of reality. In all nations got to bow, see the all nations got to bow. Let the righteous be glad and let them exceedingly rejoice.
Here, Lion, you, Zion. I'm on a hook, you know.
I'm on a boss, you know.
Right now, with him, who lie?
With him, wild. With him, wild.
I right on. Ivy. But don't you ride like lightning? This man, if you ride like lightning, he'll crash like. Some of little ways I would play. But guys, got some of coming down and some of little ways I would really beg yo. Wow, baby! Come put your baby, baby, baby. Come people, 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 baby. Say so. So all them bold and so you got to give me so. I tell you, da 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 wah wah. Look up, da 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 wah wah. Da 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 wah wah. Play, brother, play.
Charlotte Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. Do you know me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you want to dance. Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Courts in session. The defender of the faith. The defender of the gates. Your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.